Yeah. All right. So we pick up at on the bottom of 53B, Nun Gimel Amud Bet, and what we had been discussing yesterday, we just finished off going and said, listen, you have to go along. And it says when a person redeems his Ma'aser Sheni, we're still going to be on Ma'aser Sheni for a little bit longer. We said that when a person goes along and redeems his Ma'aser Sheni, he has to add on a fifth. All right, and as we've been explaining the whole time, you know, what is the fifth? What is the fifth? What is the fifth? And now the Gemara asks the question that might have been on our mind, because every time I've said a fifth, I've said 25%. So you might have thought, like, exactly what's going on? And now the Gemara raises this question explicitly. Ibalu Khumsha Mila Gav or Khumsha Midabar. Okay, do you take a fifth? Do you take it from inside, okay, or do you take it from the outside? All right, what we would term a fifth, we'd always say you take it from that what the Gemara calls the inside over here. We say you add on a fifth. All right, if you add on a fifth, that is 20%. That is from the inside. Or do you take it midavar from the outside? And that means saying that it is when what you add on is a fifth of the whole value. All right, and what that means is what we would call adding on a quarter. In our parlance, we'd say adding on a quarter, because when you have 100 and you add on 25%, that means that now you've got 25 over 125 over the total amount, and that is the fifth that they are talking about. Okay. So that is the question of the Gemara. Amara, we know the answer because I've been saying it for days. But Amara, well, the Gemara's, you know, I've been saying it, actually, the Gemara hasn't. So, okay, Amara Avina. So Ravina says, Tashma, let's try to learn from the following. Okay, Habalim Omrim Be'eshrim, V'kod Adam Be'eshrim. Now, what we have is a question about Erechin, all right, when you go along and you value redeem something from the Beit HaMikdash. It's a Gemara in Erechin that talks about that. When you go along and redeem it, there is a choice here between the Baal HaBayit redeeming it himself, okay, or someone else redeeming it. The owner of the land, the previous owner of the land, and someone else coming along and redeeming it. So Baalim Omrim Be'eshrim, the owner, the previous owner offers 20 for Kol Adam Be'eshrim, and then everyone else is also offering 20 Habalim Kodmim. Obviously, we give preference to the buyer, because the buyer has got to add on a certain amount to it. He has to add on the surcharge of the fifth. We're going to see there are going to be a whole number of fifths. The Gemara is going to discuss it also in the coming days. We're going to talk about all of these things. I think that might be tomorrow's daf. Okay, so we talk about that. All right, everyone has to add on a bit. So now we go through some numbers. The owner is first. If it's 20, because he's going to end up paying 25. It says Mimnei Shemosefin Chomesh, because he adds on this Chomesh, as we said. All right, so now Amar. Echad. So what happens is when he says for one, really, but he says for 21, Amar Echad means, you know, that's Amar Echad, someone else besides the owner, Harei Lai, Be'eshrim Ve'echad, someone goes along and says 21. Now, the owner's offered 20. And someone else has offered 21. So someone, in theory, has offered one more than the owner. Habalim notnim esrim v'sheish. What happens is the buyer has to give 26. In order, he has to take his 20 and add on 5 to it, okay, which is going to be important for our proof. Okay, he has to add on the 5. And he has to also amend his bid add the extra 1 so that a hektish doesn't come out. So the owner's bumped up to 26. All right, that's it, because that's that. All right, a whole discussion as to why the owner still, he should just pay 25 because, you know, he's still more than the 21. But they add on the extra 1. So now we just go through some more. We just increase in values. Eshrim, Ushnaim, if the other guy goes up to 22, you take the extra 2, you add on your fifth, that you have to add on to your 20. The owner, the previous owner gives 27. If someone else offers 23, the buyer has to add on the 3 plus the 5 plus the 20 to 28. If he offers 29, he offers 24. He adds on, goes up to 29. Now, what happens if this other guy offers 25? Now, the owner has to give 30, so even though they've got 20 and 25, and now the owner has to offer 30 as well. All right, so that's it. The owner doesn't add on a fifth of the other person. You don't add on a fifth to the amount of the other person. You only add on amount to your own 20. Okay, so whole discussion, we're not going to go into it in detail and explain the various sources exactly, you know, some of the questions that we had. Example, you know, why you don't add on to this other person as well. Maybe you should give a competing offer and then give a fifth on the whole amount. Okay, but in any case, what we see, we learn from here that when we talk about a fifth, it actually means from outside, i.e. 25%. What we add on, it becomes 25 of the new increased amount, and that is that. And as we said, it's very hard for us to discuss it when we say you add on a fifth, means really adding on what we would call adding on a quarter. Okay, learn from there, that is halakha. And however, the Gemara says, even though that is the halakha, it's still, there are some people that hold different views. Yosef Kamishu Atza Alav, it says, because when you add on a fifth to it, Shiai Zuv Kamishu Kamisha Divir Rabbi Shai. So Rabbi Shai says, the one fifth equals, you total five parts. The one fifth is from outside, essentially. That is Rabbi Shai's view. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Chamishuto Chomesh Shel Kerin. No, it's one fifth of the actual principal amount, says Rabbi Yonatan. So Rabbi Yonatan holds like we would hold in terms of the adding on. A fifth would really just mean 20% added on. Okay, so it is still a dispute, but we have learned the halakha. The fifth comes from without. Okay, that's it. And Rambam brings that down in Sefer Zraim Hilchot Maaseh Sheni. Okay, all right, Ibalahu, some more questions on this extra fifth. Now, what happens if you go along and you redeem your fruit and you don't add on the fifth? All right, you've got Maaseh Sheni fruit. You have to bring it up to Jerusalem. You know, you say, listen, it's much easier for me to deconsecrate the fruit right here where I am, wherever you are, Tel Aviv or Haifa, wherever you happen to be, Ranana, and stuff like that. So basically what happens is you want to redeem the fruit. All right, so now, but you don't add on the extra amount. So that's the question. This extra amount that you have to add on, does it stop you eating the fruit or doesn't it stop you eating the fruit? Okay, and that is the question. Okay, which side? Two sides of the argument. Arba. Arba parik, really you've got four, it's worth four dinars, and you give four dinars, and really the four dinars comes along and redeems the fruit of ach nafshei mosif komesh, and really what happens is it's on the person himself to add on the extra one to turn it into five. All right, so that is that. So really, it's a personal obligation. All right, but that's it's upon you, and you still owe the money. Or Alma, Chomei Shlom Akev. And according to this, the fruit is good to eat. You can eat the fruit right now. You've just got a monetary obligation to add on the fifth at a later stage, and you are still able to eat the fruit, and you're not punished. You've just got a monetary obligation at that stage. Or Duma, Abav, Chamisha, Perik. Or else the fruit is not redeemed until you add on the extra one. You have to redeem fruit with four verse for five, as we said, V'chomesh Ma'akev. And in that situation, the other side of the story would be that the Chomesh would be Ma'akev, and you'd be liable for eating Ma'aser Sheni outside of Jerusalem, and it would be problematic. So it's either a sin or a mandatory obligation. That is the two sides of the story. Amar Ravina, Tashma, Hadamai, Ein Lo Chomesh, V'Ein Lo Bior. Okay, so once we have a situation of Demai, we bring in the first chapter of Demai. The second Mishnah, as we start off Demai, comes and says, in the case of Demai, Demai is Da'mai. What is this? And really is produce that you get, and it's from an Amma Aretz. Now, Amma Aretz said, listen, what we are prepared to do, we are prepared to take off Truma Gedola generally, and we're scared of that, because we know that if you don't take off Truma, you're liable to death by the hands of heaven. We're not prepared to take that chance. And anyway, Truma is only a 1/50th, between 1/40th and 1/60th, but averaging out at 1/50th, call it 2%. Okay, it varies between 1.66 and 2.5, but call it 2%. You take off that 2%. Now, the question was, it says a lot of them did take off Ma'aser Rishon and Ma'aser Sheni in the different years, or Ma'aser Ani, whatever the case was. They did used to take it off and stuff like that, but there were a significant amount that didn't. And the rabbis were concerned about that, and what they said was that you have to go along and take it off. You have to separate it, and the whole Masechet Demai comes and says, listen, what you have to do with it once you've separated, because on the other hand, you don't have to go along and give it. Number one, it might have already been separated. Number two, what happens is you don't have to go along and give it to a Levi. You are entitled. There's no punishment to go along and eat it yourself. So what you have to do is redeem certain coins for Ma'aser Sheni, etc., etc. All right, so now for Demai, and you're not sure, it says you don't have to go along. The rabbis didn't require you to add on a fifth, and you don't have to, when the time comes, for either destruction or leaving it out your house, depending on, it's called the time of beer when it's not available in the fields. We're not going to go into all these concepts now because they're not essential for understanding the Gemara, but just, you know, there's a time of beer where you'd have to go along and take it out, remove it from your house, and as you said, either destroy it or just make it ownless, then you don't have to take it off on Demai because it's all rabbinical. However, the inference is, but the principle, you would have to pay Yeshlo. You'd have to redeem it and take that money up. So now, my time, what is the reason for that? Keren Demakev Dorata Ita Drabanan. So now, the principle that, you know, if you don't pay it, then you wouldn't be able to eat this fruit on a Dorata level. Therefore, even though this produce only rabbinically required to take off the Ma'aser Sheni, you would have to come along and take it off. Chomesh, Dro Ma'akev Dorata, but the extra amount, the extra fifth that you wouldn't have to take off on a Dorata level later, Drabanan. The rabbis didn't trouble you to take it off again. Surely, says Ravina, that is the inference. The Gemara says, you know, no. He gives a proof. The Gemara doesn't reject it. The Gemara actually just says, Lema Katanai. This dispute is mirrored in the following dispute. What is that? Natane Tegerim, Velo Natane Techomesh. Okay, the Brata teaches us, if you give, you redeem the fruit for its value, but you haven't given the chomesh, you haven't given the extra amount. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Yochal, you are allowed to eat the fruit as it is. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Lo Yochal, you're not allowed to eat it. Okay, so now Rebbe says, Nirin Divrei Rebbe Eliezer b'Shabbat. I see Rebbe Eliezer's opinion when it comes to Shabbat, because you also have to come and take it off on Shabbat. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua Bechol. And I understand the statement of Rabbi Yeshua with regard to the rest of the week. Okay, so what does that brata mean? The Gemara says, the fact that Rabbi says, I can see the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer in terms of Shabbat, I see it makes more sense to do it in Shabbat Mikhlal. The Palek Afilu Bechol, in the inferences, Dafka on they argue even about the weekday as well. And also, Mid Amar Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yeshua Bechol, and the fact that he says Rabbi Yeshua's words make more sense during the week. Michlau Defalik, the Pligi Afilu B'Shabbat, it seems clear that they also argue what happens on Shabbat as well. Okay, so that's that. All right, so now we see, you know, there seems to be a machloket both on the weekday and Shabbat. All right, because they argue, and he says it's better, you know, this way I see clearer on Shabbat, and this way not. All right, so now, in other words, you are allowed to eat it according to Rabbi Eliezer on Shabbat if you haven't, if you just paid equal value for the fruit, you are allowed to do it on Shabbat. During the weekday, you shouldn't eat it until you actually add on the extra fifth. So, what are they arguing about? My love, Svara Kumifli, surely they're arguing about the following logical argument. This reasoning is Rabbi Eliezer, Savar Chomesh, Lom Akev. Surely Rabbi Eliezer holds that not adding on the extra amount, the extra fifth, does not impede you eating the fruit. Rabbi Yeshua Savar Chomesh Makev. Rabbi Yeshua says, not adding on the extra fifth is Makev, is problematic and would stop you being able to eat the fruit. Okay, surely, you know, and that's it, because what we were talking about here is you want to enjoy Shabbat, and if you can't eat your fruit on Shabbat, then you're not going to really be enjoying Shabbat. Okay, during the weekdays, you can come along and redeem it, then you can enjoy it. But if you don't eat your fruit today, we'll just wait until, you know, so you can stay hungry a bit longer on Shabbat. We don't want that, seemingly. Okay, so surely that is the argument, and we draw a parallel, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Amar Rav Papa says law, not necessarily. Kul Alma, Chomesh Lo Makev. No, not adding on the extra fifth actually doesn't prevent you from eating the fruit. Vacha Bechashin Lepshuta. What are we worried about? We're worried about you being negligent. Okay, are you going to come along and say, oh, I will, and then go along and forget about that fruit? That is what Lepshuta Kamifli, the argument is about, possibly being negligent and forgetting about it. Ma'asava Chashin Lepshuta. We are worried, Rabbi Yeshua says, we are worried about Shuta, we are worried about you forgetting, therefore you have to come along and add on the extra amount before you eat it. Because once you eat it, you're going to forget about the additional amount that you owe. Ma'asava, Rabbi Eliezer holds, no, Lo Chashinin Lipshuta. No, we're not worried about you forgetting and being negligent and not paying the extra amount. You will add on the extra amount, and therefore we can go along and eat the fruit now. You'll remember about it. Okay, so and Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so we can't bring a proof, any side from that. We could say they're not even arguing about that case at all. Maybe everyone does agree that you could eat the fruit, and that the reason that we said not was because of this negligence issue. And now Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan says, listen, Kol Modim Behektesh Sheikh Hillel. Right, everyone agrees that when it comes to Chomesh, which you likewise have to add on the fifth, we don't allow it. It's considered redeemed, even if you redeem it for par value. All right, you just paid the capital portion. You didn't add on the extra amount to it, the fifth from the outside to it. Then you are we don't say that you're going to forget. Why? Because the Gizbar, the temple treasurer, is going to come along and demand it from you. Wherever you are, he's going to find you. He's going to hunt you down and find you. Okay. Vehektesh, Lo Pligi, is it really true that they don't argue when it comes to Hektesh? Vatanya, we learn about Natan Etakerim, Avlo Natan Etachomesh. In a case where you gave the principal amount and you didn't give the extra fifth. Okay, Rabbi Lezomer, Chilal, it's considered deconsecrated. Chachamim Rameim, lo Chilal. The rabbis say it is not deconsecrated. So Amar Rebbe, Rebbe says about that. Nirin. Divrei Rebbe Eliezer behektish v'divrei chachamim b'maaseh, and Rebbe says I agree with Rebbe Eliezer that it's good, but when the rabbis come along, I say it is in return to maaseh. The fact is midamer nirin divrei Rebbe Eliezer behektish. Now the fact that Rebbe says Rebbe Eliezer, I agree with Rebbe Eliezer behektish miklal the palik, even during in maaseh sheni, the rabbis argue with him afilu b'maaseh, even in maaseh midamer nirin divrei chachamim b'maaseh. And seemingly that when the rabbis argue, when the rabbis say, he says, I see the opinion of the rabbis being quite clear when it comes to Maaseh Sheni, implies that they also argue about Hektish, i.e. they say that Hektish is not saying that the seemingly there is a dispute about Hektish. Therefore, what we do to resolve this, we say, Ela, Iitmar, Hachitmar. Really, the machloket is as follows. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we combine the cases. It says, Akomodim, Bashabbat, Behektish, Shekhilal. No, so what happens is you add in the extra the bit about Shabbat, which is something that we had discussed before as well. When it's Shabbat and Hektish, you are allowed to redeem it for par value. Everyone agrees to that because Chada, Diktiv, V'karata, Shabbat, Onik. Number one, you have to make Shabbat a pleasure. You have to delight in Shabbat, and therefore we don't want to restrict you from something. If you made some fruit or food into Hektish, we want you to enjoy it, and therefore we say that you have to go along and enjoy it. And also the temple treasurers are going to hunt you down and they're going to demand that payment from you in the marketplace. All right. Now, Amar Rabbi Bachana, Rami Bachama says, Harai, Amru Hektish, Einu Mikhalal, Alakarka. Now, once we're talking about Hektish, we say that Hektish, you can't come along and deconsecrate it with land. Okay, you have to give money. To you. Why does it say you can't use something like land? Drachman Amar, because the Torah says, Venatan Hakese Vakamlo, you give the money and it goes to you, right? It literally stands up for you. In other words, you acquire it through money, dafka money, and that's it. So you know, it's, the question is though, Chumsho Ma'ashid Chalal Alakarka. But now this extra fifth that you add on. Can you use land for that? Or does that have to be money as well? Yes, the principle, we say you have to use money because, you know, in chapter 27, verse 19, I think it's Parshat Pahar, you talk about this, and it says, you get the money, or it could be the beginning of Bechukotai, but I think it's Bahar that says it. All right, so now, Truma. Now we have a question about Truma. I know, Mishlemet, Ela, Min HaChulin. And also, when it comes to Truma, if someone inadvertently eats Truma, what you have to do is you have to go along and pay back the Kohen, and you don't pay him back with money. What you have to do is pay him back with Chulin, with produce that is fit to be made into, you know, whatever the Kohen wants. The Rachman Amar, Natan HaKohen, Eta Kodesh, you give us something which is holy to the Kohen, something that is fit, Devar Harui Liot Kodesh, something that is able to be made holy, i.e., not something that is already holy, like Truma itself. So you're paying back with normal, regular produce. Chumsha, Ma'o, Shishleim, Shalo, Minachulin. Can you pay back the extra fifth? Can you pay that back with regard to with the holy item, with Truma? The fifth, extra fifth that you have to pay, the Kohen, can you pay that with something? Does it also have to be chulin, or can it be holy? Similarly, Maaseh Sheni, third case where this happens, Maaseh Sheni, Michalal, Ala Asimon, Maaseh Sheni can't be deconsecrated on an unfinished coin, as we saw. Derachman Amar, the Torah says, we saw this earlier when we said, how do you guard money? Vitzrata Kesev, Biadecha. It says it has to be on an unminted coin, right? It has to have a tzura of a coin on it. It has to be a minted coin. It are about kodavar, shalav, tira, anything that has got a minted coin upon it. In other words, chomesh, chumsho, maushi chadal, ala asimon, can you add on an extra fifth with an unminted coin over there? So now, at Galgal Milta, so he couldn't answer all of these three questions, and he says that it rolled around. Milta, Umata, Kamadu Rabba, and it came in front of Rava, and he says as follows, Amalu, Amakra, Alav. It says you add on the fifth part, Alav, specifically, Lerabot, Kumsho, Kamoto. No, all of these cases, whether it is... land has to be redeemed with money. The fifth also has to be with money. When you have to pay the truma back with chulin, you also have to add on chulin for the fifth. And Maaseh Sheni, the extra amount that you have to add on has to be with a minted coin as well. All right, and Amar Ravina, and Ravina backs this up. He says, Afananu Tanina, we learned this in a Mishnah in Trumot, where it says, Hakunayev truma velo achlan. If you steal truma and you didn't eat it, yet mashleim, tashlume kefil, demay truma. So what you have to do, you have to pay double the amount back. You found, you as a thief, you'd have to pay double. And it says, the kefil, demay truma, the value of truma, which is slightly less because only kwanim can eat it, the market is less, and that's it. So therefore, it's lower. And then the price of kulin food, because the demand is low, because only kwanim can eat it. And now, achla, what happens if you go along and eat it? Now, what you have to do, mishalayim shnei kranin v'chomesh, what you have to do is you have to pay back again double the capital amount plus chomesh, and it says chomesh keren v'chomesh minachulin, and both the principal plus the extra amount have to be from chulin, which is more expensive. Keren demay truma, and paeva. One principal and one fifth from non-holy items, the same as any non-Kohen that eats it, and the other one you pay according to the value of Truma, Shema Mina, Chumsho, Kamoto, Shema Mina. We learn that the one-fifth has to be equal, the same as the underlying amount, so we learn that, we say Shema Mina, we learn from that, that works. Okay, I'm a Rava, so Rava says, Gabe, Gezel, when it comes to robbery, it comes along. Now, what's going to happen, we're going to have four cases over here where it talks about the extra fifth. We're going to mention three of them and the law is clear. With the fourth one, we say the law is in doubt and we're going to try prove it from either side. Amarava, Gabe Gezel, Kativ, when it comes to stealing, Kativ, Kamisho, Yosef Alav, it says you have to add on the one-fifth to it. Tunan, Natan lo et hakeren, v'nishba ala chomesh. If you return the capital amount, but you don't return the extra amount, okay, the chomesh, and then you swear about that you did return the fifth amount. Hareze Musif Chomesh al Chomesh. We add on a fifth to the fifth. In other words, let's say the original amount was 100, you swore that you didn't do it, so you owed 125. Then what happens is you pay back the 100, but you don't pay back the 25, and then you swear that you did pay back the 25. So what you have to do is you have to add on an extra 5 to the 25. So really, that can carry on, and then you pay back the 25, but you don't pay back the extra 5 on that. Then you'd have to pay back another 1. All right, so the thing continues over there. Harayze Mosif Chomesh ala Chomesh ad she yimait hakeren pachot mishava pruta. Then until the value of the amount is less than a shava pruta, that is what we say. Okay, so that's clear. With robbery, it goes down all the way to a shava pruta. Also, Gabe Truma Kativ, also when it talks about Truma, we also, it's written, Ish Kiochal Kodesh Bishkaga Yosef Kamishua Ta'alav. If a man eats what is holy, by something Truma belonging that should have been given to the Kohen, he eats it inadvertently, then he adds on a fifth payment to it, to none. And we learn a Mishnah, another Mishnah in Trumot, Ha'ochel Truma B'shogeg. If you eat Truma by mistake, Mishalayim Keren V'chomesh, you have to add on the principal plus this extra amount. Echad Ochel, Echad Hashoteh, V'Echad Hasach. It doesn't make a difference how you eat up the truma whether you eat it, whether you drink it, whether you smear it upon you, if it's like, for example, an oil, you smear it upon you, echad, truma Torah, vechad truma tamei, it doesn't make a difference if it is tau truma, which is edible, or it's truma tamei, which is only able to be burnt, mashalayim, chomisha, vechomisha, dechumsha, you come along and you pay the one-fifth payment, and if you come along and you eat, you come along and you also eat that fifth. You don't come along and return that. Then you have to, or you use that up or destroy it. Then you have to come along and pay the fifth of the fifth again. Ilu gabe maaser law ma'akev. But with regard to second maaser sheni, it says. Gabe Maase Lakatav Kativ Velo Mighty Tana Velo Ibailan. Right, with regard to Maase Shani, it's not written in the Torah and we didn't mention in Mishnah and it wasn't even raised as a question before anyone. There's no fifth upon a fifth when it comes to Maase Shani. That's also clear. When it comes to Truma, sorry, that was Truma, not Maase Shani. All right, so when it comes to stealing, there's a fifth of a fifth. All right, when it comes to truma, there's no fifth of the fifth. And now, gabe hektesh, ketiv, when it comes to hektesh, we learn, im hamakdish, yigael et beto. If a person comes along, consecrates a house, and then he goes along and wants to redeem it, yoshiv kamishto, kesef erkecha, you come along and you redeem it, and because you are the person redeeming your own item, as we saw from the very beginning of our Gemara today, you have to add on that extra fifth yourself, as we saw that discussion in Erechin, that you have to add on the extra fifth. The Baal HaBayit has to add on that extra amount, Utnan, and we learned in a Mishnah. Okay, as we're going to see in our Mishnah in tomorrow's Daf, you learn if you redeem your own consecrated property that you've done, what you have to do, Mosef Komesh, you have to come along and add on this fifth to it. Chumsha Tanan, we learned specifically the Komesh, you have to add on Chumsha to Chumsha, Lord Tanan. We never learned in the Mishnah that you have to add on a fifth or to a fifth. My Gabi Truma. Ketiv, Yosef, okay, and when it comes to Truma, we say, you have to add on, you have to add Gabe Kodesh, Nami Ketiv, Ve Yosef, right? That's it. So now, trying to work out, I thought there were three cases here, it seems to be just two. The one is the robbery, one is Truma. And that's it. And that's it. All right. Rava mentioned Maaser Sheni as well. When it comes to Maaser Sheni, you'd have to do it. So we had Truma and Maaser Sheni. Truma, you do pay an extra fifth as well. So Truma and robbery, you pay the extra fifth and the fifth of the fifth. Maaser Sheni, you don't pay the extra fifth. Now the question is this fourth case with regard to land that you yourself redeem, do you have to add on the fifth? Fifth of the fifth, or don't you have to add on the fifth of the fifth? So that is our question. So what is it? It's not explicitly taught. Now, on the one hand, Gabe Truma Ketiv, do we compare holy land, the land that you've made Hektesh, do we compare that to Truma? In Truma it says, Ve'yosef, Gabe Hektesh, Nami Ketiv, Ve'yosef. And when it talks about Hektesh, it also uses the same word, Ve'yosef. Udima, Gabe Truma Ketiv, on the other hand, when Truva it says, Ve'yosef, and then it says, Ve'yasaf. He should add, and it says we learn it out, and we learn it out from that word, because it says Isakalei lelevav di Yosef v'shadit lei alchumushato. Right? What happens is you take the extra vav on vayosef and you add it to chamishato, which comes now to chamishatav. Hareze chamishatav. It comes along like a double vav and becomes chamishatav, which means and it's fifths. I.e., the plural amount. Gabe hektesh ketiv v'yosef chamishit. When it comes on and talks about this hektesh land, it says you add on chamishit, right? Just add on the chamishit, which just means the chamishit. Even if you would come along and add the vav afal gav delo shakli lei lavav di yosef, if you would, even though you would take the vav from viasaf, on and add it on. Vashadit lay a chamishit. All you get sof sot haya chamishito. Its fifth and not its fifths, i.e. plural. So it means no, maybe not. Maybe with truma, that's where you get a fifth of a fifth. But with a redeemed land, not. The Gemara says tapek lay midahava lay. Hektish shayni, but what about learning it on from that? It's you could make it hektish shayni when you redeem it with another item. Okay, even though that item is holy, the laws don't apply to it. If you redeem it with that, we have a similar idea with regard to tumura and stuff like that. If you redeem the underlying animal, you'd have to add on an amount to it, but if you make one animal tumura, you wouldn't have to redeem, which you're not supposed to do, but you wouldn't have to add on the fifth to tumura. Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi and Rav Yeshua ben Levi, it says Akdish Rishon Mosef Chomesh. When it comes to the first consecration, you have to add on fifth al hektesh sheni. When it comes to the second consecration, it says ein mosif chomesh. You don't add on the extra fifth. Amalei Rav Papa la Ravina, and Rav Papa says to Ravina, haki amar Rava. This is what Rava says. Chomesh tzkilat hektesh dami. No, the additional one fifth is like the beginning one, but not like the second one. We're going to see exactly what that means tomorrow, in tomorrow's daf, in more detail. We're going to quote that and start with that tomorrow. So the Gemara just asked about that. Mahavyala, what exactly was decided about that? Amya Tavyumi, Mishmai Derabaya, Tarav Tavyumi, said the name of Abaya. Amma Krav Yosef Kamishit, Kesef Erkacha. If you redeem a house that was consecrated, you have to add on one-fifth of the valuation to it. Makish Kumshor, the Kesev Eko, the one-fifth is compared to the money, the house itself. Ma Kesev Eko Mosef Chomesh, so too, when you redeem the money, you add one-fifth, so too. Av Kesev Kumshor, Nami Mosef Chomesh, you add on one-fifth as well. So, seemingly, there would be a double amount of fifths over there as well. All right, so that is that, and that's a fairly good place to stop, a little bit before the end of the daf, but the whole new sugya is going to start with regard to that, so we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone should have a great day.